Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, John's been gushing all morning over Ronald Acuña Jr. and what he was able to do in the doubleheader against the Marlins yesterday. Just an update on our Vision Computer poll at 9-9 The Game. Do you agree with John Fricke when we're saying that we are witnessing the birth of a baseball superstar? Because John came in here skipping this morning because he was so excited over Acuña Jr. Right now, 60% of people saying yes, he's arrived already. 35% say maybe, slow your roll, John. And 5% say no, there's only been 66 games. It's just a heads up for you.
It is amazing. He's only been up for 66 games because remember, they brought him up late and then he was injured for two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I did mention that doubleheader. Well, it was your prototypical Atlanta day. It was hot and humid yesterday. Players, coaches, obviously looking for ways to stay cool. Now, most of us would put, you know, either a towel around our head, a cold towel, maybe a cold washcloth around our neck. Well, no, Marlins first base coach Perry Hill had a different way to keep cool yesterday, and here's what happened on part of the broadcast.
He's putting a wet piece of lettuce in his helmet. Do you switch in cabbage sometimes? And Perry said very seriously, cabbage actually sits better on your head. I just saw Perry as he was taking the field, and I said, what's with the lettuce? And he said, it's an old trick to keep you cool. Pete Rose used to do it, guys.
So, yes, Marlins first base coach Perry Hill was shown during the broadcast applying fresh lettuce to his helmet. He would return to the clubhouse between each inning to reload on wet lettuce. So, I don't get it. Normally, lettuce falls apart when it gets soggy, but he did say he preferred cabbage instead of lettuce.
Pete Rose used to do it. I'm guessing Pete lost a bet.
So you mean to tell me that
there's video of this?
These sports teams, having been used to playing in hot temperatures, have never decided to get a cool towel.
I don't know.
Bed Bath and Beyond,
you could go down to Bed Bath and Beyond and get a cool towel for $20, and it lasts the entire game.
Somebody ever invent a cool helmet? You know, like a.
It don't matter. I mean, that's what I think. The cold towels are the greatest thing ever invented for camp. That ice towel, it brings you back. It saves you.
Why can't you have a cool cap? You know, I mean, a baseball cap that's got the lining in it. That's
eventually, I'm sure somebody will come up with something like that. One of them things they got like a system through it.
Like a mister in your helmet.
Hey.
Kind of like those fans that you walk around with. You go.
Let me have some of that.
Remember the Brockabella? Do you remember? Are you old enough to remember the Brockabella? Lou Brock, the baseball player, had a hat that had a fan on it.
Called
a Brockabella.
I give you that.
A battery-operated fan.
Only person closest is AT, but we're not there.
The Brockabella.
Ooh, Randy, those are fighting words.
I'm just talking about in the age of genre that he's talking
that
about.
That is true, AT. Don't look around like that.
I'm the oldest one on the show.
Don't even try that.
I didn't say the oldest one.
But y'all are closest
to age.
Did you have?
It didn't have a fan. It had an umbrella on top of it. The Brockabella. I'm looking it up right now, and I've forgotten about it. It's been so many years. Lou Brock did it. The Brockabella.
What was it called?
Brockabella. It had a little. It looked like you were standing. It had an umbrella on top of your head.
Yeah, an umbrella hat. John, I imagine you've worn one of those before. No?
Oh yeah, I've seen those before. Okay.
John, have you worn one?
So
before?
You apologize to John and AT.
I never seen one.
Oh, that was directed at Randy.
You've never seen the umbrella hats? You've seen the umbrella hats. You just probably rolled your eyes.
I've never seen this hat before.
It's ridiculous.
I'll find it. Go ahead, Wendy.
But I just imagine that John will wear one in the near future. Well, Tiger Woods brought a ratings bonanza with him after the run at the PGA Championship that nearly ended in a win. Well, there's further proof that the Tiger effect exists, and this is a clip from the end of a Rogers Cup match starring Rafael Nadal. Now, after his finals win, you can see him sort of staring and swiping at his phone. The commentators are saying, oh, I guess he's checking his messages, saying congratulations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It may be tough to hear, but this is what Nadal was really doing on his phone following his tennis match.
Augusta and Cincinnati back to back.
What's Tiger doing?
What another score in the golf there. Tiger's close. I mean, he was tied for second, wasn't he, for a while?
So if you couldn't understand what Nadal said, he goes, I've got to check on Tiger. So even Rafael Nadal very interested to seeing what Tiger Woods was doing in the PGA Championship. And like I said, those ratings were through the roof because of Tiger Woods.
And I'm just really happy, again, that the fans, the young fans, the 20-something, or especially if you're in your early 20s, like my daughter who's 22, are having a chance to at least experience a little bit of Tiger Mania, what we were able to experience and be witness to, and, you know, back 20 years ago. It's just really cool.
Well, one day after the Jaguars' Jalen Ramsey was suspended for a critical tweet towards a reporter, Steelers star Antonio Brown took aim at a media member on social media as well. So during Monday's training camp session, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette beat writer Ed Bouchette tweeted that Brown limped off the practice field with an apparent injury. Brown suffered a quad injury earlier in camp but returned as a full participant on Saturday. Now, Bouchette watched Brown closely at practice, as one should, but may have misjudged how Brown left the field. So come Monday evening, Antonio Brown took to his Twitter to call out the reporter, saying, bro, seriously, have some respect. You making bleep up clown. So calling a Steelers reporter a clown. Then 2 hours after his initial tweet, Bouchette followed up with a tweet that Brown was not hurt, according to Mike Tomlin. Now, the team had planned for Brown to do individual work on Monday, but he did not clarify that Brown wasn't injured. So another incident of a player and reporter sort of going back and forth, even though Bouchette did not address Antonio Brown by name or the tweet.
And here's the thing. Look, there are times where the media way oversteps its bounds, and players and coaches and teams have absolutely every right. But you got to pick your spots. This was not one of them.
I mean, I love AB and everything, and he's become an internet superstar. You know, he posts all his business out there.
Mm-hmm. All of his workouts, everything.
He put all his business out
there. Remember the one thing in the locker room? I mean, that was ago. That was, remember the that, recorded that was, in the
yeah,
locker room?
That was, yeah. that was yeah. really dumb. But it's getting real old. Because, I mean, you can't – I mean, I can understand the injury thing. You don't want nobody false reporting injury, but, I mean, anytime – player, anytime somebody's critical of a player, they just got to clap back. Like, I mean, dude, if you didn't play well, you didn't play well. I can say that you didn't play well.
I'm not, if you limped off
stop
the field.
Taking it. Stop taking it personal. Stop
or if you personal. Limped off the field, a reporter is going to report that you seemingly were limping off the field.
Stop taking it personal.
Well, Dak Prescott's father was arrested for possession of marijuana over the weekend in Texas, where he was forced to pose for a mugshot. Now, 57-year-old Nathaniel Prescott, driving on Highway 87 in Orange County, Texas, about an hour and a half outside of Houston when he was stopped for a traffic violation. Now, during the stop, troopers discovered weed less than 2 grams in the driver's side door of his Cadillac Escalade. They arrested Prescott for misdemeanor possession, a Class B offense. Mm-hmm. He was hauled to the nearby station, booked and posed for a mugshot, eventually released on $500 bond.
Is that really arrestable? That amount? I mean, I'm asking a friend. I don't do that kind of stuff.
I think one would think not, but I guess if it's not legal in your state, you can technically be arrested for any amount.
Maybe the classic funk song from the era, Chaka Khan with Rufus. Now you know something if you remember this one.
Chaka Khan. Like a Shaka Khan.
Man, this thing, Tell Me Something Good, was just, this was Turn It Up like nobody's business. Sort of like you do when Rick and John get on the air. You turn it up, you know, because we'll tell you something good. I wanted to hold the song. I'd drag it here. I want the whole song.
I'm trying to wait for this drop right here.
I don't know if we'll be able to get to it before the break. Can we? No? Probably not. Maybe a little. Because...
Here it is.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.